Now, just take it for random. I don't know whether I took it before or not. Just it's 1938, January 17. Today, since early in the morning, my soul has been in darkness. I cannot ascend to Jesus, and I feel as though I have been forsaken by him. I will not turn to creatures for light, because I know that they will not enlighten me if Jesus wills not keep me in darkness. Oh, sorry. If Jesus wills to keep me in darkness, that means if Jesus wants you to be in darkness, no human being can give you light. Jesus' time has his time for us. So don't just go ahead of Jesus. Still, the struggle is becoming more and more desperate. During Vesper, I wanted to unite myself with the sisters through prayer. Is it last time we read this? Oh no. It seems, I think for the third time, I don't know why. Always I didn't take it as maybe useful, eh? When I went in my thoughts to the chapel, my spirit was plunged into even greater darkness. Total discouragement came over me. Then I heard Satan's voice. Oh, I think we read last time. Okay, we share another one. Although it's important. I think for the third time. I don't know, very interesting. Okay, now it's 1938, January 25th. My Jesus, how good and patient you are. You often look upon us as little children. We often beg you, but we don't know what for. Because towards the end of our prayer, when you give us what we have asked for, we do not want to accept it. One day, a certain sister came to me and asked me for prayers, telling me that she could no longer stand things as they were. So I answered, "And so, please pray, sister." And he answered that I would, and I began a novena to the divine mercy. I learned that God would give her the grace, but that would once again be satisfied when she received it. Interesting, eh? People are not satisfied always. However, I kept on praying as she had asked me to do. The next day, the same sister came looking for me, and when we again began to talk about the same thing, I told her, "You know, sister, when we pray, we ought not force the Lord God to give us what we want, but we should rather submit to his holy will." But she thought that what she was asking for was indispensable. Towards the end of the novena, the sister came again and said, "Oh sister, the Lord Jesus has given me the grace, but now I'm of different mind." Men change so easily. One day you ask something, next day you don't want. And Jesus give you and say, "Sorry, you don't want. Please, pray for that things will somehow be different again." She asked Sister Faustina again, "Change your plan." I answered, "Yes, I will pray, but that God's will be done in you, sister, and not what you want." Most merciful heart of Jesus, protect us from the just anger of God. Another one. A certain sister is constantly persecuting me for the sole reason that God communes with me so intimately, and she thinks that this is all pretense on my part. When she thinks that I have done something amiss, she says, "Some people have revelations but commit such faults." You know, envy. Although you got all this inspiration, but you make mistakes. How can you make mistakes if you are so beloved by God? There's an argumentation. "Some people have revelations to commit such faults." She said this to all the sisters, and always in a derogatory sense, and not to make me out as some sort of an oddity. One day, it caused me much pain to think that this insignificant drop, which is human brain, can so easily scrutinize the gifts of God. So she feels sorry for people thinking in the other way. After Holy Communion, I prayed that the Lord would enlighten her, but nevertheless, I learned that this soul will not attain perfection if she does not change her interior disposition. Although many sisters, not you, right? They are good people, but if their heart attached to something, even we say do many good things, attend so many religious activities, but if we are adhere to something, yourself, self, is blocked towards God. When I complained to the Lord Jesus about a certain person, saying, Jesus, how can this person pass judgment like this, even about an intention? The Lord answered, do not be surprised. That soul does not even know her own self. So how could she pass a fair judgment on another soul? So if people judge you, they don't know themselves. If they don't judge, don't know how about themselves, I can know other person. So just take it easy. Don't worry, because some words, some people making comments on you, they don't know themselves even. Jesus say, how can you, they don't you? And they are so sure that you make mistake. Today I saw Father Andres at prayer. I also knew that she was intercedent with the Lord for me. The Lord sometimes make known to me who is praying for me. I'm keeping myself a bit in the background as though this work of God did not interest me. I'm not speaking about it at present, but my whole soul is steeped in prayer, and I'm entreating God to be so good as to hasten his great gift. This is to say, the Feast of Mercy. And I see that Jesus is acting, and he is himself giving the directives as to how this to be carried out. Nothing happened by accident. So her role is to make known to the world the divine mercy. And you can imagine, by her time, she's just a little sister. Nobody care. She didn't study much. She just worked in the kitchen. She just worked in the doorway. Nobody have some importance on her. And even her spiritual director suffered a lot. You can imagine. After so many years, 1938 and 2009, even today, so many people among the clergy also react so much in a negative way towards divine mercy. You can imagine. Even when the Pope, JP II, announced in 2000 that deep is with the feast on the second Sunday of Easter, nobody cared. Until today, even in Carentan, they just put a bracket, divine mercy, just a bracket. Not exactly the Feast of Divine Mercy. They say Sunday is bigger than Divine Mercy. That's how you can imagine. By that time, she's almost in, really. She doesn't want to do. Today I said to the Lord Jesus, do you see how many difficulties there are to be overcome before they will believe that you yourself are the author of this work? And even now, not everyone believes in it. And Jesus said, be at peace, my child. Nothing can oppose my will. In spite of the murmuring and austerity of the sisters, my will shall be done in you in all its fullness, down to the last detail of my wishes and my designs. Do not become sad about this. I too was a stumbling stone for some souls. So Jesus himself make people also hard to overcome. Jesus complained to me of how painful to him is the unfaithfulness of chosen souls. And my heart is even more wounded by the distrust after a fall. It would be less painful if they had not experienced the goodness of my heart. That means some people experience the closeness of Jesus, but just because some fault and they just faded away. But this hurt Jesus most, because Jesus gave them all the griefs. Remember, Jesus gave you also all the special gifts. And don't lose your heart. I saw the anger of God hanging heavy over Poland. And now I see that if God were to visit our country with the greatest chastisements, that would still be great mercy, because for such grave transgressions, he could punish us with eternal annihilation. I was paralyzed with fear when the Lord lifted the veil a little for me. Now I see clearly that chosen souls give the world in existence to fulfill the mercy of justice. We have read it before. That means to say, Faustina's praying hard for his country, Poland. And God was angry with the country because people are doing against the will of God. And she was praying hard and stopped the anger of God. And today, we need to pray hard also. There's so many people, they say they believe in God, but they don't. Yesterday, I just came back from Switzerland. I went there for a meeting. Just by my side, there was a woman coming from Australia. But originally, she came from ex-Yugoslavia, Bosnia. They are Catholic. So I asked her, have you ever heard about Medjugorje, your own country, just next door? Then she said one thing. I know it. I'm not that religious. So, and then you eventually, I say, do you have church in Australia? Even he don't. She doesn't know where the church. I know God is everywhere. I pray. So I didn't say that I'm a priest, but we pray for this. So many people, they say they believe in God, but they say pray everywhere. But just, you know, we wonder when we pray and how we pray. We know that prayer is not just prayer. Prayer is how we be close to Jesus. And even if she doesn't have a chance to receive the Blessed Sacrament, come close to Jesus. The secret of Jesus visible in the Blessed Sacrament. How can we dare to say we are close to God? So we pray. I say goodbye to her, but I didn't say I pray for you. But anyway, in my heart, I say I pray for you. So we pray for that person so that we will be always faithful to Jesus.